You're listening to the Dan and Cody podcast, episode number 81. Today, Dan pokes my eyes.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
A toy boat.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Saddle up, partner.
Hard eyeball pokes all night. All night long. Wow. How you doing, Cody?
Hey, Dan. How you feeling, man?
I'm good.
We have a voice on here. We have a guest.
A voice guest. I'm a detached body.
You may recognize some of his works. He was the voice of Yoda in a recreation video on YouTube. It's got about 60, 70 views where he voices Yoda and Princess Leia, and he does a little rap. Check it out.
It's a true story.
It's called Yoda Leia, and it's kind of gets sexual.
It was actually called Yoda Leia Who.
Yoda Leia Who. That's right.
Is that real?
It's one of the few yodeling Star Wars songs.
Yeah, but you know what a lot of people don't know is it's canon.
Oh, it is, really?
That's
fantastic.
Is. That's right.
So you get all the story all of Star Wars in this beautiful yodeling Yoda Leia Who.
That's right.
That's clever as shit, and it's not even Weird Al.
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Check it out
on YouTube. Search for it. You're going to find it. It's really easy to find.
Wait, it's not on YouTube. It's not on YouTube.com. It's like on u.tube.
Oh, that's
.ru.
.cn.
.cn.
Yep.
That sounds like a virus website.
Check it out.
Right.
Anyway, so we have Mayron.
Install the u.tube.cn.ru player.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can hear it.
You got to find it. Good luck. So, we have Mayron like Torgoli.
That's Mayron.
Mayron Torgoli. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah, who is Mayron? Dan, do you know Mayron?
I know Mayron.
How do you know Mayron?
I was directed by Mayron.
Oh, you were directed by Mayron.
That's how I know you.
That's right.
That's
I thought I knew you from somewhere.
I took direction.
Yeah.
Right? It's true.
In an upcoming picture.
That's right.
A picture. You know, that is the most pretentious way to refer to a movie project, is a picture.
After seeing Wolverine, I was going to make a conscious effort to talk like Professor X.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see Wolverine?
Wolverine? Logan?
Logan.
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
And he's on the bed with the little girl, and he's like, have you seen this picture?
This was going to be your podcast voice? Or in the movie, you mean?
Well, that inspired me to say picture when talking about movies.
Oh, okay.
So it's new. I can scrap it.
I heard another podcast, actually, and Lorne Michaels, I believe, was talking about like the most pretentious ways to refer to a film or whatever. And he said a picture was the most, like, the first one was, like, it's a movie to everybody.
Right.
And, like, a little more pretentious is film. And then, like, the most pretentious is picture.
Huh.
Say, I'm working on a picture.
Well,
I thought that was pretty interesting.
My defense there is when they change the highest award for a film, then I'll, from best picture to best
to something
movie.
Something else? Yeah. Right. They'll never do that. That's, like, more like Nickelodeon Teen Choice Awards, like best movie.
Right.
Right.
So they like the highest award is best picture. No?
Right. Yeah, it is.
It is.
Best picture. Yeah,
right.
Best picture.
So, and we can't, and it's pretentious to call
no,
it.
No, you can
picture.
Do it, but you got to own it. Like, you just got to know.
Like, they're winning the best award that you can win for making films.
What if it's all in the accent? So I'm like, Cody, Mayron, let's go to a picture show.
That sounds kind of old-timey with that
accent. That's like, is that the best voice?
And picture show?
Let's go to the picture show, see?
Is there a way to say any of the other terms with different voices that make it sound more pretentious?
Like, let's go see a movie. It's not the same.
It's not.
I'm going to put you in a picture show. That's what I'm talking about, if I said it like that.
Is that how you got him to be in my movie?
I did. I said, hey there, Dan, you want to be in a picture show? We're going to feature you live.
I'm going to make you a star, kid. I'm putting you in my next picture show.
No one could say no to that.
I'm saying picture show from now on. Now I'm excited.
All right. Well, in any case, yes, I did direct you. And you know what? I have to say this. Dan was fabulous.
Thank you.
You were really good.
Thank you guys.
I didn't say he was good. I said he was fabulous.
You'll
know what that means when you see the
fabulous.
Film.
Fabulous.
He was.
Yeah,
he
was,
such
actually.
A good job.
It was, actually, I would agree with you. Did do a very good job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You did a very good job.
And I'm excited.
You should be. You should be excited.
You're in it too, though, Cody, right?
At some point, portion. I have a small part.
Small but recurring part.
Mm.
Slightly. I mean, trust me, your role is going to be memorable.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be so just memorable.
CG a bunch of stuff around me.
We will. It's a what you didn't realize is what you actually were in was a sci-fi thriller.
Right.
That takes place in the year...
psychological sci-fi.
Yep, exactly. It takes place in the year 2738.
Those are my favorites.
Right. So you're going to be really excited to see all the CG that goes into it.
Right. Anyway. Everyone in the movie's name is Dan, except for one person.
Yeah, exactly. Just so people have an idea, Mehran Torgoli here, he's a director of a film that that I'm producing with him. He's co-directing it. And it's you know, we're working on it right now. We're in production. We're a little over halfway through it right now.
Co-directing with another guy named Dan.
Another Dan's involved.
I told you, a lot of Dan's.
Mr. Dan Lanigan. And it's been quite a journey.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. It's still journeying right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's been quite a journey to this point. I can only imagine.
It's done. So far, it's been quite a journey.
So far. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, up to now, it might that much of a journey.
Anything can happen.
It might just be like a walk in the park and not a journey at all.
My language skills are not what they used to be after
accident. I think it was fine. I just think it was a finality to the statement, as though it was all over.
Yeah. Well, little finality.
So you got
it will be.
You got what, anyway. Half left?
No. You think we're halfway done?
Yeah.
I think we're more. I think we're like 60%.
I think
70%.
from the weight of what we still have to shoot.
Okay, we still have a lot of things to
yeah, we still have 2 days. Or 3 days that are, we have 4 days that are really big. We have our 1st of August shoot.
Right.
And then we have the 2 to 3 days that we have at that location.
The gauntlet of shoots.
The gauntlet of shoots.
It's going to be,
it'll be a challenge.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So when you are saying like, well, we're halfway done, is that halfway done everything?
No.
Like, no.
That's just production.
Well, principal photography.
Just video.
See, I think we're more than halfway done with principal photography, but I guess if you're just talking about overall work, because there's nothing's been edited, right?
Like, no, I'm not even saying that. I'm talking principal
production. Just principal.
So I guess it doesn't really matter.
In its entirety, how far you think you are? A quarter?
Entirety?
Oh no, it's at least a half.
It's at least a half. I'd say it's at least a half.
This is an odd negotiation.
Yeah.
Getting right back to
this. Anyway, we're making a little story, and
it's a picture.
When making it comes out, we'll
making a picture show.
We'll be doing a Dan and Cody podcast that's probably a little more focused on it. So
I would think so.
Everybody look forward to that. Friday, I almost died.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Heard about this.
I almost died. I had a heat stroke, which I believe to be a heat stroke.
Is it, but was it?
So, I think it was just a stroke.
Was it a stroke?
My eyes were bleeding. Madeline's like, we should take you to the doctor. I mean, no, honey, this is normal on a hot day.
But like if you WebMD like a splinter, you're dying. So like how are you getting the heat stroke?
Cyberchondriac.
Yeah.
We were in Pasadena shooting, and I was in and out of the building most of the day.
It's true.
And I was out most of the day. And the heat was 105 degrees in Pasadena.
Right. In the shade.
Yeah, it was terrible. And I was like running, moving around, and I wasn't thinking about my fluids. I thought I was drinking enough, but I guess apparently I was not.
He was leading a boot camp class in the streets.
Basically. Mehran was directing, and I was just like, yes, sir, I will make sure I take care of it for you.
And you're a big soda water guy.
I'm a big soda water guy, but I wasn't drinking like soda water. I was having regular water.
Does soda water hydrate just as much as regular water?
I would think so.
Or is there something?
Would you think so?
Or is there something to the bubbles?
I think it probably doesn't.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that when I put...
You put soda water into your body, I don't think it's the same.
Really?
Do we have a person that could look this up?
Yeah.
It's the same.
It doesn't chemically change soda.
Because you
carbonation doesn't chemically change water. That's the definition of carbonated water.
He's got a point, man. That's what I'm thinking. And because the thing is...
carbonation doesn't change the fact that it's water.
But you drink it slower because it's carbonated.
I drink it real fast.
But it's like...
See how fast I down a bottle of Perrier.
But it's more challenging to drink because of the carbonation, therefore hydrating you
less. It's more challenging for who?
It's like the American Ninja Warrior.
People?
For the consumer. Yeah.
If you put me in an American Ninja Warrior...
Water challenge?
With water challenge, American and you gave me like a bucket of like hyper... carbonated water.
Really?
I would down it faster
than
somebody.
Wait, you know what I saw? When I walked into this place, I saw a SodaStream.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, you know what, SodaStream, you can hypercarbonate water.
You damn right I can, and I do it all the time.
Do you hypercarbonate?
Oh, yes. Madeline?
He's a hypercarbonator.
Madeline?
He's a hypercarbonator.
Yeah.
Yes.
See? I got a yes there. Thank you. Thank you, wife. Anyway.
Right. I'm Googling carbonated soda versus water. So keep talking when I find
it. You know what's funny? Hypercarbonate sounds kind of like carbon hibernation or something, which feels like Han Solo-esque.
Is this what you do?
Yes.
You feel like you got to be like this inferior brain?
No, inferior brain?
Yeah, brain.
I think there's something
in there.
See,
there's a test. I died of a stroke.
That's
my language
happening.
Words aren't so much good, and so I'm struggling
a little bit. I'm curious about this hypercarbonation test.
So, yeah, we'll get to it. But okay. Cody, take us through that day. What happened to you?
So I got a headache around 2:00 and I took some Tylenol, had some water with that. And we went out, we wrapped on set.
This was when you got the headache before we were done shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I took some Tylenol. Yeah. The lovely Karen, who does makeup and hair,
mm-hmm.
she gave me a couple Tylenol. I popped it. And we wrapped. We had to go down this flight of stairs. It's not terrible with all this gear. It was heavy gear.
Head first.
And, loaded up 3 vehicles filled with gear. And then we went back to Dan's after that was done. We had lunch at, what was it? Where did we have lunch?
Trejo's Tacos.
Trejo's Tacos. Mm. By the way,
Danny Trejo's?
Yeah.
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo's tacos were really good. I enjoy them.
Recommend the carnitas with the pineapple slaw or whatever.
Yeah,
that was
very good.
That sounds delicious.
That was really good.
I was lucky enough that I was able to taste it twice.
Oh.
So we went to Dan's. I was feeling, I just got really tired. And when I got home, I got in the shower. And after I got out of the shower, my face started pounding.
Your face?
My face started pounding.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And it was just this intense feeling, and the next thing you know, I'm holding the toilet, and I start just vomiting in the toilet.
It's good.
What were you vomiting? Was it
Trejo's tacos?
It was Trejo's tacos.
Yeah, that was the second taste of the day.
Whole tacos?
Yeah.
So I wonder if that was food poisoning.
No, it wasn't food poisoning because my state of mind had been altered.
Uh-huh.
I was angry.
You were angry?
I was hitting things.
What?
I don't get like that. I was hitting the toilet.
Were you putting your hands on Maddie?
No, Madeline was away. Thank goodness.
Whoo, whoo.
See?
Yeah, we'd have words.
We'd have words. No, I'm kidding.
I will destroy you.
So
furniture moving.
So I'm in the our main marriage bathroom. That's what I call the master bathroom.
Excuse
it's the marriage
me?
Bathroom. It's the marriage bathroom. It's where two married people use the bathroom.
This is an Idaho thing right here.
Yeah, it is.
Marriage bathroom.
I've never heard of this.
It really is.
So I was first there, and then I decided, you know what? I want to go into the other bathroom because there's no windows and it's cooler. So I went into the other bathroom.
So the marriage bathroom is hot.
Yeah, because there's a window there and the sun hits it.
Oh.
And our second bathroom is in the middle of our space.
Right.
And you can't, there's no windows, there's nothing.
Right.
So I went in there, I turned off all the lights, I turned on the shower, and I laid in the shower. And then my wife came in, and she's like, I think we should take you to the doctor, the hospital.
Were you naked in the shower?
Yeah, of course. No, I was wearing my jean shorts.
So wait, so hold on. So you're vomiting in the matrimonial bathroom.
Yes.
You're vomiting, and you're nude at this point?
Well.
Or was there a trail of clothes from one bathroom to the
I
other?
I was in a state of disrepair.
It sounds like
disrepair.
This gets better more you hear about this.
I'm picturing the Ace Ventura scene where he figures out that Einhorn's a man.
Yes.
And he burns his clothes in a tin trash can and then showers.
I'm picturing the scene from The Crying Game.
There was
when he finally is like, he just, that shower
he's
pouring
like
on
crying.
There was some moaning. I was in so much pain.
Brother.
It was bad.
But this was because of the face pounding or now
yeah.
it moved?
It's the face pounding.
The face
head
pounding.
Felt like it was swelling up.
Really?
Were you
it
taking meds?
No. I mean, what meds am I going to take? I couldn't keep down tacos. What am I going to do with meds?
Tylenol? Just
I don't know.
Drink it down.
Snack?
Yeah, right. Seriously. Anyway.
You should just smoke some weed or something.
You know, I woke up after the next day. Thank God I woke up. And I looked up heat stroke. It had all of my symptoms. And then it said, what happens is it says, coma, death.
Jesus.
You sure? All right.
You're lucky to be alive.
You sure you didn't have just a migraine? Well, you sure you didn't got a migraine food there, Cody?
I'm thinking you had some bad tacos.
I'm thinking it might have been a combination of bad tacos.
And dehydration.
But I think we had the same tacos.
We did. How are you feeling? Did you go home? Was your head on fire?
I always go home and throw up.
Oh, okay. So that's why you keep that girlish figure.
That's part of his regimen.
Just like, and just so everybody knows, I know you can't see Mehran, but he's the most hairless man I've ever met on the on this entire planet.
He
looks like one of those like those rats that they test in the laboratories that has no hair. That's what Mehran looks like. So ladies, if you're out for a single guy, he's looking.
I'm all smooth.
He's like a sphinx. A sphinx.
I'm like
cat.
A sphinx cat. I'm a seal.
If you like a guy that can make Star Wars canon yodels, Yodaleho.
Hypoallergenic.
Yeah, exactly. He's your man. Right. Or he's your thing, whatever you want to call it. Anyway.
So, a couple studies have taken place. There's basically no difference between carbonated soda and soda water and regular water.
Beautiful.
The only. The issue is. There are some studies that that would claim that soda water helps, causes irritable bowels.
Like
messes with your stomach.
Look at that.
But it's not proven. And then there's also a study that
irritable booty syndrome.
Yeah, and that like the carbonation like messes with the enamel on your teeth and
I've heard it messes with that acid reflux business.
Mm-hmm. It actually affects it actually affects you sexually too.
What?
Carbonated water?
So I've heard studies.
But I mean none of this is proven.
Yeah.
Like eroding tooth enamel. That's usually from just
probably the
straight
sugar,
up soda.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're trying to connect that to soda water, but
it's not gonna stick.
So basically it's the same thing.
Okay. All right. Well, soda water's good. I almost died. That was my weekend.
Man, yeah, and you had to cancel Smash
Night.
Up.
Sorry about that.
Dude, that's a fun game. You played Smash Up?
You canceled
Up?
Game Night?
I canceled it. I couldn't move.
I mean, Game Night went on without him. He canceled his portion of it.
I did, and I really wanted to be there for that.
It's fun.
Too bad.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know what Smash Up is.
Smash Up is cool. I learned about it through this other podcast, More Gooder Than. What's up, guys?
What up, Chris?
And
Donnie.
Corey,
you guys better be careful.
Yeah, I'm coming for you, motherfuckers.
Wait, is there like a rivalry going on with these podcasts?
No, it's all friendly.
There's not a rivalry. I mean, we just straight up hate them.
All right,
you can't have a rivalry. I mean, unless there's like competition.
Right?
What's the competition?
Sunday. Well, I'm gonna see one in a steel cage in a couple weeks.
I like the sound of this.
We have some beef over. I don't even know anymore.
It gets rough.
Maybe soccer? Yeah, I think it's about soccer. But anywho, they play it, and like it's this card-based game where you take two facets of players.
Fascists?
Facets?
Facets.
Does that make sense?
Facets.
Yeah.
And factions, I think.
Factions. So there's like the startup game has like zombies, pirates, robots, wizards, tricksters, and these are all like small decks.
Okay.
And you smash them up. So each player gets two decks. So you could have zombie pirates or zombie wizards.
Oh, I see.
Or like robot pirates.
Right.
Or ninja tricksters.
Who won?
I kicked Michael's ass one-on-one.
What was the character?
I was zombie pirates.
Were you drunk?
Yeah. I was loaded. Julie won like the main game, but she's a card wizard.
She's a competitor.
I don't understand these card games. Regular card games I can do, but these like...
It's fun, but like there's a lot of rules.
A lot of rules.
So like every card, you're like, I'm going to put this down, but let's talk about what it does. It's very like zombies keep coming back from the dead and pirates blow up your ships and... I usually don't get into these games, but
Smash Up it's called?
Smash Up, yeah. All right. But I got down and nerdy. Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I got down and nerdy on Friday. But I like it because there's not a lot of pieces, you know?
Oh, look at that. Oh, God. What do you say about that there, Cody?
Nothing to say. I'm looking. Oh, you pointed.
What? It's just cards.
It's just cards. Yeah.
It's a whole fancy
box. Oh, that's cool.
But it's not a lot
from
of pieces.
From the geniuses at AEG. Apparently.
The fact that you stayed up to until 3 a.m.
I played
until
3 a.m.
tells a lot about the game.
It's fun.
I honestly, if Madeline and I would have come over, we probably would have left around 11:30. That's because we're, well, I'm Sounds an old person. Right. My wife can stay up all night long. A lot of the time I wake up in the middle of the night, she's not there. I wonder where she is, but she always comes back.
His
girl wants to party all the time.
She's crying in the shower.
Maybe that's it. Hopefully. Lights are turned on.
There's a lot of crying in the shower at Cody's house.
There is. Just like crying.
Well, if you called your bathroom the marriage broom.
The marriage broom? Is that what it was?
You'd be crying too.
It's weird.
Hey, man. It's
the wedding water closet. There's got to be some kind of alliteration.
It's got to be an Idaho thing.
It's got to be.
Everything's an Idaho thing.
But me and Michael played till 3 a.m. We had a great time.
Awesome.
It's fantastic.
But you destroyed him.
I fucked his shit up. I owned your shit, Michael.
It was a close game.
I owned you. Zombie pirates. A teen camper woke up to a crunching noise and discovered his head was inside a bear's mouth.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's super true. A staffer at a Colorado camp.
Wait a minute.
He was asleep in the mountains northwest of Boulder, Colorado, and a teenage camp counselor was awakened Sunday morning by a loud crunching sound. The noise was the sound of large teeth scraping against his skull.
Jeez.
Black bear. He realized it. He realized and was trying to pull him out of his sleeping bag by his head.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
Man, bears aren't that. I mean, they're big.
No, I thought
but
the black
not.
Bears were the ones that are the aggressive ones.
No, grizzlies.
Is it grizzlies?
Grizzlies and Kodiak bears.
Black bears are like yogis.
Really?
Swear to you.
Who, like, there's Cody. Communities who like feed black bears. Like there's out of their hands. Like they live with. Black
yeah,
bears.
They're not. They're not like they don't get. I mean, they're dangerous, but they're not that big.
They like root through trash. They're like big raccoons.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't want your head in their mouth.
Right, well, I wouldn't think so.
Because it's messy, dirty.
Here's a quote from him.
Bear halitosis.
It grabbed me like this and pulled me, and then it bit the back of my head and dragged me. The teen, identified only by his first name, Dylan, told KMGH, when it was dragging me, that was the slowest part.
And then did he talk about how Tom Hardy was chasing after him this whole movie? Is that the next part of the story?
Well, maybe that's why he's keeping his name anonymous, because his last name's Glass. Get it? Huh. The Revenant?
Yeah, got it.
Let's go see that picture.
I wonder if Dylan's a stage name, and he's just using this story to kind of get himself into Hollywood.
He
I got a story to sell you, boys. You want to see a picture show?
There should be pictures of this picture show.
It says his injuries weren't life-threatening, but how if it was like...
What was the crunching sound? Like, that was his head.
Well, I imagine if something's tight enough against your skull and it's kind of biting, you're going to hear those sounds.
I would think so.
He's a counselor.
At Camp Blood.
And the conference hosts 7 weeks of summer camps for youth ages.
Youth ages?
Youth ages.
Youth ages?
And they say...
Youth ages?
It's not a word.
Oh, youth...
Go to the next line or something.
Conference hosts 7 weeks of summer camp for youth ages 7 to 18.
Okay,
thank you.
All right.
Sorry, I just learned this whole reading thing. So, all is safe. All in a safe, Christ-centered atmosphere. So it's like a Christian camp.
Hmm. So what have we learned?
Yeah.
Zip up your tent.
Don't go there. Here's what Dylan says after this whole thing. I'm not afraid of the bears. I'm not afraid of sleeping outside anymore. You just have to be aware and respect the animals.
What's interesting is he used
He's
the word
nothing.
Anymore.
Right.
He was really afraid of sleeping outside until a bear.
Just in case a bear would take his head in his mouth. And then now that it did, he's like, you know what? That wasn't so bad.
No, it's like
now I'm not afraid of them.
Not so bad. This kid's That's got great. It all wrong.
That's great.
He got it all backwards, see?
Go get him, Dylan. Go get him.
Yeah, man. If a bear... Dude, I
Can we get this Dylan and the bear on this podcast?
Yeah, I would hope so. Look, and it's just like, he's got like...
Oh, wait, there is a picture.
Just a couple scratches on
his
head.
Oh, come on. Dylan's clearly looking for attention.
Yeah, he's just got some claw marks.
Damn you, Dylan.
I'd have fought that bear.
Would you have?
Yeah.
You have to, right?
This is better than the video of that guy who actually fought the bear, and he didn't fight him, and his He looks okay.
Have you seen those videos of those people that like fighting deers and the guy who punched that kangaroo in the face?
I did see the guy who punched the kangaroo. I was that positive was awesome. That was fake. It was amazing.
That was, yeah. Dude, I would have just ran the other way.
I think
way.
It's weird that the guy went directly into like a boxer stance like right away. He jumps out of the car and then he's just right in it.
This
and then
video
he just
is insane.
Socks him. Yeah.
Maddie, this, like, the guy, like, I don't know. Did he
like?
Did the kangaroo have his kid or something?
The kangaroo had his dog in a headlock.
Oh,
first of
that's
all, who
right.
puts a dog in a headlock?
A kangaroo.
Yeah.
Does.
A kangaroo does.
That's and, a normal thing.
And the guy runs up to the kangaroo, and immediately they're squared up like
yeah,
a boxing
it was like
match.
Essentially you could take and just throw fight over the top of the screen. And that's it. It just socks him
I'm
out.
Sure that's a GIF that's right now.
It's got to be.
But yeah,
finish him.
They're just standing there squaring up. The kangaroo's kind of bouncing, and the guy just like fucking.
He just clocks him.
Clocks him
that's
in the
it.
Face, and he lets the
like a
full on,
like
go.
A right hook, and then the dog lets go, and then the kangaroo bounces away.
On the flip side of that, there's like a ton of videos of deer just like beating the shit out of people.
Really?
Have you seen those?
I have not.
They're like
it's a whole different.
They get on their
the
hind
internet.
Legs and just like pummel you.
Yeah.
They will mess you
man
up.
Man versus animal.
Dude, I will not fight a deer.
I would watch a series of those shows.
I'm sure that's on crap TV right now.
It's got to be.
You get on True TV, and I'm sure it's
like.
Kind of like
those bum fights.
Yeah, remember?
Bum fights are terrible.
No, I hate that stuff.
It's that show, When Animals Attack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you want to see like a fair fight between an animal and a human. You don't
There's no
see.
Such thing as a fair fight between. Either the.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I don't know whose side I'd take. Probably the animals.
These the deer were. Those were some tough fights.
Deers are tough.
Tough fights.
Anyway.
Hmm? Are you watching it? Did you see him clock it? Yeah,
I
he's like.
I swore it was not real.
He's like, did this motherfucker just punch me?
Have you seen this, Cody?
No.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, show it. Maddie, show him. It's awesome.
Here, let's see it. Sweet.
The kangaroo is totally like just, what?
Seriously, like it's just so absurd. So look, so they're driving along, and then this guy in his grunge clothing. Just
yeah, this guy looks
there.
Like he's part of Nirvana.
Right.
And he like runs out. Up to it.
He's like, come on, motherfucker.
And he's like, fight.
I like how the kangaroo's like just watching him go.
He's
up
like,
to
what's
it.
This guy?
Yeah. The kangaroo's like, look, check out the balls on
yeah,
Matt.
Look at this guy. Just in fighting stance, and then he just.
Kangaroo
doesn't know what to do. He's,
oh my god!
It's
because
great.
The chin of a kangaroo is like the smallest part of its whole body, and the guy just clocks it right on the chin.
He
got
nails
it's
it.
Just weird.
Let go of my dog. Let go of my dog, Mr. Kangaroo.
We'll post the video on our Facebook.
Let go of it. And it's interesting because the kangaroo then raises his body to be the same size as the man after he lets go of the dog. They stare each other down.
And he just cold cocks him.
And he just goes in the bucket. What a fucking bitch.
Dude, I think the kangaroo was just like, I gotta
he
give it up.
He was more like psychologically like, what just happened here?
Yeah.
That is the first ever known account of animal PTSD.
Yeah.
Instant.
You know I'm a
kangaroo? You just punch me in the head? Yeah, like
that. I like how the kangaroo's like, he's like a guy in a bar.
Right,
he's just like ordering a drink. Somebody just comes around and cold clocks him. And he turns around and he's just like, did that just happen?
And then he's going to go home to his kangaroo family and be like, well, it happened. I got punched in the face by a guy.
That poor kangaroo.
But they can kick.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
They get on their tails and they will like send you feet. Isn't that a great video?
That's amazing.
We'll share it with
Everybody
you guys.
Everybody needs to check out
I wonder
out
if
this
there's
video.
Some kangaroo society out there, and he's over there with them. And like, they've got like Planet of the Apes movies, but featuring humans.
Yeah,
and they're
exactly.
like, it's starting.
The change.
It's surmounting.
It's
yeah, man. Watch out. I would not.
Well, you know, people used to actually box kangaroo back in like the 20s.
They would just fight them?
No, there was actually like you would buy tickets and there would be a kangaroo in a ring.
What?
And yeah, you could look this up.
In Australia only?
No, I think this is everywhere. Well, probably Australia.
Idaho?
Mostly. Probably in Idaho.
I don't remember the great Idaho kangaroo fights.
Well, you don't talk about it.
The great Idaho kangaroo fights.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Kangaroo Fight Club.
That's true.
I'm not even supposed to say it right now.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You're going to get kicked out, man.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Michael's in it.
I want to tell you about a company called JC Room Blocks. Do you have 10 or more out-of-town guests coming to an event near you? Maybe you have a bris, a wedding, a family reunion, a science convention. Maybe some friends are coming in town and they just want to get drunk in one place. Or your mom's coming into town and she's got 10 brothers and sisters and they need a room so they can all come over to your house and have a bagel. Well, I have the answer for you. JC Room Blocks. They research hotels in the area that you need the rooms. So if you're in San Diego, they're going to find those rooms. They're going to put them together for you. Oh, what? You need to be in Boston for a little bit? No big deal. Go over to Boston and hang out with your Boston friends. You got 10 or 15 of them and you need a room? Fucking Boston. That's what you're going to do. Since they're certified travel agents, they can get you the lowest possible rates. On top of discounted rates, they can also negotiate highly discounted bridal suites, shuttle service, and food and beverage functions. If you mention the Dan and Cody podcast, that's us, they'll waive their fee. That means you don't pay anything. Okay? Check them out, jcroomblocks.com. I'm going to repeat that, jcroomblocks.com. They're on Facebook, they're on Twitter and Instagram. Follow them, check them out, get all their rooms! So, apparently, flying these days is very dangerous.
Yeah.
Have you heard the two major news stories that have come out of flying recently?
Well, there's last week where the guy sent in texts about the large woman next to her.
Oh, there was that, yes. It always seems like there's some news thing that's happening with flying. So I came across two. One of them was this 23-year-old punk kid sitting in first class dives to the door of a flight from Seattle to China.
Dude, this is nuts.
I heard about this.
And like, he is hit over the head several times with a wine bottle. They can't subdue him.
And they're breaking on him.
He's punched people in the face.
Yeah.
Was this the T-1000?
Seriously.
He just keeps going? What's he going for?
In the fight, he is quoted as saying, "Do you know who I am?"
Wow.
He's from the future, man.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
He must have been on something because he goes in the bathroom and then he comes out of the bathroom and he lunges towards the door.
Really?
The flight attendants grab him. Then other people in the plane grab him.
Bath salts.
Maybe.
That sounds like a bath salts. It wasn't coming from Florida or anything, though.
No. He was flying out of Seattle to China.
Can he?
And he was from Florida.
He was from Florida. Florida man.
Yeah.
Can he be charged with attempted murder for trying to open the door?
I believe he can be charged with.
Because if so.
He was charged with interfering with a flight crew, which carries a possible sentence of up to 20 years and a $250,000 fine.
Well, I mean, if he got the door, that's murder.
One flight attendant and a passenger were taken to a hospital after suffering severe facial injuries.
Wait a minute. He was smashing the bottles or people were smashing bottles on him?
It seemed like it was a party of smashing bottles over each other.
Where were all these bottles coming?
I don't know. It's first class. It's a first class international flight.
Dude, when people start getting nutty on planes, you got to do whatever you can.
Those little bottles. Yes. You know what I mean? Those little mini bottles, like nips. Like people were just like hitting
them with nips. Kudick did not seem impacted by the breaking of a full liter red wine bottle over his head and instead shouted, "Do you know who I am?" or something to the extent, the complaint said. One passenger got him in a headlock, but he broke out of it, although several passengers were able to hold him long enough to place zip tie restraints on him.
Wow.
Even then, he remained combative. And it took multiple passengers to keep him restrained until the plane turned around and landed back in Seattle. They were about an hour into their flight.
I think the fact this guy's from Florida is the most important piece of information.
Yeah. Absolutely. Dude,
the only thing that can make that story better is if the quote was him saying, "Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? Come at me, bro."
Oh.
That's insane, dude.
And then on another flight, a 27-year-old smuggled alcohol on board an Alaska Airlines flight and touched a woman, 19 years old, sitting next to her on the breast and genitals.
What?
In the same touch? Or it was like a two touches?
She had really big hands. it was like a long boob.
You do like thumb to pinky.
Yeah, maybe she does, the 19-year-old.
Like a thumb to pinky thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You get on the lowest part.
Apparently,
it's weird.
After the plane took off, this woman badgered the victim to continue to drink alcohol she'd smuggled on board.
Oh, wait a minute. Is a woman touching another woman?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Weird, wow. Right?
It is weird. Well, I mean,
apparently, this same woman that did this also licked the victim's ear, attempting to kiss her, and tried to place her hands on the victim's crotch on three separate occasions.
Tell me if I'm wrong, Dan. That's a solid move.
That's a solid move.
Right? It is a solid move. Would you let this girl touch your genitals and your breasts?
Am I single? Oh, wait, I'm a girl, too?
If you're a single and
a woman.
Can
I be a guy?
I don't know. What happened to flying? I mean, like...
Like I said, flying is not a luxury
anymore.
I'll
be honest with you.
It's the bus.
You would do it, wouldn't you, Mayron? Yeah, yeah, you would do it.
Yeah, you're not saying no.
I'm going to say she's not an ugly woman.
That's how
something
porn.
She must have been on something, though.
That's how porn is.
Is she also from Florida?
No, this was Portland.
Portland.
She's an Oregonian.
Guys, this is how good pornos start.
Right.
Just a little on flight the plane.
And then before you know it, flight attendants are breaking wine bottles over
your
head.
That's right.
You get the wah-wah pedal or whatever. It's like, whack-a-wink, 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 whack-a-wink. You know? And then it starts.
Game on.
Game
Do
on.
You know who I am?
Do you know who I am? So what? Was the woman removed or charged or arrested for assault?
They
or?
Took her off the plane, and apparently she pled guilty to the assault. I mean,
it's a very strange story.
Yeah.
And so this happened mid-flight?
Yeah.
So they're sitting. I'm sure this flight's booked. This woman has to tell on this other woman. And they're sitting next to each other. And then what? They just continue the flight?
But the interesting thing is,
we'll settle this when we get on the ground.
You don't know how these two know each other either. You don't know. You don't get enough information.
I get the impression that they didn't know each other.
You think so?
I get that impression.
I don't know.
I'm saying...
I mean, it would be even stranger. And you would have to report that they knew each other. That would absolutely be part of your story.
And you're sitting in such close proximity. Somebody touches your titty... You just, what do you hit the button? Ding! And then you like get the flight attendant over. He's like, excuse me. You can't really tell on them secretly. Like, excuse me, this woman is touching my vagina.
That's true.
I guess, but then where do they relocate you? You can't go back and sit next to her, right?
Can you just get up and be like, this woman is harassing
me? That's why I'm saying we're not getting the full story here.
No. We're not. This is disco's
deeper.
There's
way more to this story.
There's a very deep situation involved.
Yeah.
We're going to penetrate it and find out what's happening.
Because if I'm telling on somebody.
This crack team here is going to figure it out.
I think this should really be the thrust of the next few podcasts.
Is this the true crime? Is this a whodunit?
Have you guys been looking for a true crime story?
Oh, yeah, man. We try to...
No, Dan just picks up a crime and he claims it's a true crime.
I pick a crime, I talk about it, because the true crime's all the rage right now. So
it is.
To use the hashtag, I just, like, we talk about a murder or something.
True crime!
Gotta love those crimes, Bobby.
Proving once again that fact is stranger than fiction.
Speaking of true crime...
Dan's got a true crime for us.
You want it?
Yeah.
This is like, well, it's like a pre-crime.
Pre-crime?
Like Minority Report.
Like Minority Report.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
The intent to cause harm?
Yeah.
I like this. I like where this is going.
The thing that stopped the crime was Alexa, Amazon Alexa. This couple was getting into a heated fight in their house. And, like, he was hitting her. They were screaming. And Alexa contacted the police.
That's interesting. What if they were watching a movie about somebody beating somebody up?
Yeah.
What if somebody's schizophrenic?
Yeah.
Right.
And they're in their house. Like, I'm going to kill you. No, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
Yeah, it says, at some point following the alleged attack, the county sheriff's office was alerted to the domestic violence dispute. Per the statement, the office received a 911 call for service around 10 p.m. And, she didn't call the police.
It was pre-scheduled.
Yeah.
It's like an Uber for the police.
Based on the victim's statements, prompted a smart home device known as Alexa to contact law enforcement. And Amazon says that, like, this is something Alexa just can't do. But it did.
So what you're saying is Alexa's becoming self-aware.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. It's Skynet, dude.
That's
just not the this.
Well, it's
that's
just
what it is.
It's on
the singularity has happened.
Yeah, and if the girl says, or the woman, or the man, or whomever's in the house says, "Alexa, call the police. I'm getting beaten up by my husband."
Is it gonna do it?
Or what if she just said, "If you don't stop, I'm gonna tell Alexa to call the police on you," right?
Maybe.
And then it just picked up on those words.
That's the new threat in the household. Honey, don't you dare raise your fist to me. I can easily say it. Don't you dare, woman.
It says, in the 911...
Over my dead body.
Let's see.
This could happen.
Alexa, call the police. There's about to be a murder.
Alexa, don't call the police. I don't know what to do.
Oh my God, that's a battle.
That could be something.
The unexpected use of this new technology to help contact emergency services has possibly helped save a life. That's what they're saying. That's the spin.
Wait, the thing that Amazon says can't happen saved a life.
Right.
Gosh, I love living in a world where magic exists.
The next paragraphs, however, according to Amazon, the virtual assistant is not capable of dialing 911.
Uh-huh.
But the call to...
came from Jeff Bezos.
The police say that
it's
in
like
the recording...
modern-day superheroes, Tony Stark.
The police say that in the recording, they heard, Alexa, call 911. So they're saying it can't, and it did.
Well, you know,
maybe it's only in like moments of passion. Like Alexa can read the room.
You know what's great?
This is a passionate moment. I will dial 911.
Right.
But that's the thing is that
it's a judgment call. Alexa's
exactly.
Right? Alexa is deciding whether or not this is for real or not.
Alexa is determining the situation. It's asking itself several questions, yes or no questions, before it'll call it. So, for example. Was there yelling? Yes. Okay, I can move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Was there cursing? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did a woman say, I was just slapped across the face? Yes. Did a man say, you kicked me in the groin again? Yes. Then, you know, you keep going down
the
list.
Did he say, I'm going to kill you, bitch?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
There was a show, it was on for one season called Almost Human. You guys aware of that?
I'm aware. I didn't watch it, but I know what you're talking about.
Carl Urban. Was like the main character. And it was like a futuristic cop show.
Yeah.
Sort of episodic. Yeah. Like one episode gets summed up at one crime in one episode or whatever. And anywho, it was like futuristic Law and Order, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved this show. I was so pissed it got canceled. But one of the episodes was like this situation, a home...
Domestic dispute?
A smart home, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
In the future, it turns on the lights. It like opens your pool up. It does everything. It like plays your music, turns on your TV. All this stuff is starting to happen now, but this show just had it like super beefed up.
Mm-hmm.
But the home, it either got self-aware or it got hacked. And like the home like...
This is going to happen.
The home like attacked the owner, basically. And like locked them in the pool.
If controls. But here's the question though about this thing. Like, it wouldn't be that difficult. I mean, Alexa can dial for pizza, right?
Apparently.
Like you could be like, Alexa, order a pizza. So clearly it can dial out, it can do whatever. So now this thing apparently saved some woman who was getting beaten,
mm-hmm.
right? And Amazon's like saying, no, we don't why would they not program that in there? Like if it's an emergency and you can't get to the phone.
Kids are just going to say it.
They could spin this in a good light.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, why'd you be... It almost seems that they have something to hide now. Like, they're like, oh, no, we can't dial 911. You know? Why?
Maybe they were...
How hard could that be?
Maybe they were planning to roll that out later or something.
Maybe.
Or like, they're working on it, and she just, like, has to,
this is
it,
your
basically.
Own personal Batman.
Or like, Amazon... Because they
Alfred.
Have...
You
heard about
Alfred.
The dots, right? The Amazon dots?
Yeah,
like you,
it's the same thing. It's just a smaller version of it with no speaker or something.
Right, but you can program it to like an item on Amazon.
Oh, you're talking about those order button things, right? Yes, and you just click it and then it refills it.
Yeah.
So like you have one by your paper towel dispenser and you hit the button and
your house will be
filled
with
order
these
paper towels. Right. But what about when like you have a birthday party for little Jimmy and he clicks the fucking Cheetos like 10,000 times?
But that kid wants 10,000 Cheetos.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty clear.
But Amazon's fulfilling an order.
That's right.
Yeah, and then that shit comes to your house. I guess maybe they'll send you an email like, did you mean to order 10,000 bags of Cheetos?
Be like, you're damn right.
And the kid gets it to his cell phone.
You know, they bought Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon.
Did. Yeah,
Whole Foods. They're taking over the world,
I know.
Man.
How do you feel about big corporate America, Mayron?
Me? I got my issues.
Is there another Mehron in this
there
room?
There might be.
Well, are you referring to the hairless Mehron or this?
Or the
this,
other Mehron, or the hairy Mehron.
Hairy Mehron.
All right. How do I feel about Corbin? I think it's very interesting thing that we, you know, have tools like this. Like the fact that you can get anything within an hour, but I almost feel like Amazon is so big and it's such a good service, I can't imagine anybody catching up with them.
Yeah. Not a chance.
I just, there's no way. And so I don't really want the service of Amazon to go away, but I feel like literally that's all we're going to have in the future, because right now it's so good. But what happens when there is nobody to compete with? Like what happens to all of it? Because it really is an amazing service.
Yeah.
Yeah, competition is good. But I'm upset with the OnTrack. Mm-hmm. Is that's like a contract. They're not Amazon, right?
OnTrack
is not
blocked.
But they deliver Amazon packages.
But so do like Uber drivers.
Yeah, right. a lot of people take on third party, but like
so does the postal service.
Amazon, like any other business, like you know, it funnels itself down mm-hmm. and it connects to other small businesses to allow it to manage its giant, you know, all of their giant services that mm-hmm. that service millions of people.
Right, but I don't. OnTrack has a problem getting into this.
Into this complex. It sounds like you have a problem with OnTrack.
Not happy with them. No.
Really. Can we get them on the horn? Can we do this?
Yeah, what's up, OnTrack?
Alexa, call OnTrack.
I am
calling 911 for family disturbance. It sounds like somebody is being beaten.
But that in itself is problematic. Like, do you know how many not 911 call, like prank 911 calls that probably already happen, and then you add Alexa calling 911 when right. anyone says call 911?
It's true. Before you know it, they're going to come out with another Alexa called Alexa the Protector, and it's mm-hmm. going to be loaded with one singular bullet.
Protexa. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Protexa. And it has one singular bullet, and it just shoots whomever's attacking whomever.
Oh, I like this.
Heat sensor.
The house has been neutralized.
It's like an Ed 209.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's in your house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alexa, you killed my mom.
Quick. Hit the button for a new mom.
Protexa, I need you.
Yeah.
Bang. Not my dog, Protexa.
Remember when Amazon
was
just...
classic Protexa.
Classic Protexa.
Well, there's been another dog murder by Protexa. Come on down and watch another picture show. When two dogs get angry, Protexa.
Do you remember when Amazon was just textbooks?
Textbooks or books?
Like just books.
I
remember in college, like it was like this new thing, and people were like, "Oh, don't buy from Frostburg Bookstore. I get mine on Amazon." And I'd be like, "What right. the fuck is Amazon? I'm not buying from them. It sounds like a jungle."
I don't remember if the first thing
that was me in 2001.
I am not buying from that. It sounds like a jungle.
I wonder what the first thing I ever bought from Amazon was. It a book?
It probably was.
It might have been.
They were all books.
I go to the library.
It would have been
man.
Music. I think I would have bought like a CD or something. Because they were books and music. It was like,
I'll bet you they have a
they were the
of
fry of the
bought.
Internet at first.
The fry?
Yeah, Frye.
Because ordering
like
online.
Fries? Or is fry something different?
It's fries.
Know. Fries. There's no E at the end of fries, is there?
No. Fries, the music. It's like.
Oh,
Frye or whatever it is.
But that goes way back.
Yeah.
Amazon, like ordering online used to be very risky. Like it was something like, is it going to get here?
Yeah,
they
didn't have a good point.
You remember when ordering anything was like a 4-week operation? Like you would order something and you'd wait like weeks for this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was awful.
It's amazing where we've come from.
I know.
Now I'm guaranteed 2-day delivery and I'm tracking it like 5 times.
You know, we should have done Amazon Instant when we started the podcast and see if it would have arrived before we're done with the podcast.
Well, after tonight's podcast, very likely. Yeah,
yes, because
of the technical difficulties.
This podcast brought to you by Amazon Alexa Protector.
And we're essentially just advertising for Protexa time.
It's true. They're going to actually take our billion-dollar
really
idea.
Are. That's it.
Thanks a lot. Well, Jeff, if
you're
you get
welcome,
this,
Bezos.
Make sure you know how to share.
Did we all see Spider-Man? Did you see Spider-Man?
Unfortunately not. Did you like it? But you guys can talk about it. It's all right.
So it's
about this spider guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about the spider guy.
Let me guess. There's a villain.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton's the villain. So good.
I love Michael Keaton.
He's a fantastic actor. I'm glad he's back.
Where did he go?
I don't know. Where did he go? Do you know?
He was gone for a little while, but then he's been back for a while. I mean, Birdman was like three
years
ago.
It's a little ironic that he was Birdman and then he becomes the Vulture, yeah?
Well, they liked
what
they saw.
He was also Batman before that. Remember that?
He's a flying guy.
Yeah.
He's great, man. He was the villain in the new RoboCop, too.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
It wasn't very good. Did you like that?
I was okay with it.
I mean, did it do anything new with RoboCop?
Like, graphically, yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, visually, it just didn't... It was just a little, for me, it was kind of flat.
And they did the... Mm-hmm. It was, like, that RoboCop was cool because you saw, like, what he was, like, in pieces.
That was my favorite scene in the whole movie.
Fucking gnarly.
And the fact that he's so trapped in this thing, that was the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah, like, it, like, this. There's a picture of him, like, he's like, okay, let me see what I actually am.
Yeah, he's always like, ah!
And they just like, he's just pieces, and they're like, poof,
yeah,
they like
that was
separate,
the best scene of the whole movie.
They like separate him out, and like he has like half an arm,
and just like his head,
and his head's like over here, and then like he has this like chest cavity. It's just like a heart.
And it was like
pumping.
Some weird heart pumping with some glowy stuff. That was a good scene. That was
sounds
scene.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's like, what exactly is left of me? And it's like face, heart, and a hand, and the rest is machine,
and not even his right hand.
It's fucking cool.
Huh.
It's a cool movie. I liked it. But I'm not, you know, I'm not like a movie purist where like, I'm not saying you are,
no,
but
right.
I'm I can watch a new RoboCop and be like, I don't need to compare it to the old RoboCops.
Right.
Cause were they that good? RoboCop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
When they
yeah.
first came out. Yeah.
The first one, like you rewatch it now and it's just funny.
Well, yeah, it's funny. It's Red Foreman. Well, I mean, he wasn't Red Foreman at the time.
Right.
You know? But it's a good movie. And it's like social commentary at the same time, and it was like raw and ridiculous. And
yeah.
And like, when would you ever make a movie about Detroit?
It's true.
Now
it's true.
There's a
but it was
coming
really
out called
Detroit.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, as one of these grand major cities, that's not the case now. It's not.
Right.
It's not a Chicago or a New York or Los Angeles.
John Hill's on the case, so it's going to be. Detroit's coming back.
All right.
We're bringing this city back.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Don't take mine. Take John Hill's.
Do you have a Shinola watch or something? Or?
Daddy Hill's trying to fix...
Oh, Daddy Hill.
He's trying to fix the city. Single-handedly.
Wow. He's a controller, and he's done a great job of turning around that city.
The controller of the city?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's brought...
CFO.
CFO.
Of the city?
Yeah.
Cities have CFOs?
No, he was brought in because they couldn't pay their bills.
Oh, okay.
They were like...
So he was basically...
He's basically... do you remember MTV's Pimp My Ride?
Mm-hmm.
He's
pimping the city?
He's pimping Detroit. He's like he's exhibit.
I don't know if that's a great
really like
analogy, to be honest,
think it's,
with you. He was basically brought in to like control spending. He's like in Parks and Rec.
Uh-huh.
It's Motor City.
He's Ben whatever his name is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
But it's Motor City. They're trying to fix the car industry. That's why I went with the Pimp My Ride. And then you'd be like,
that is a stretch, my friend.
You'd be like, exhibit,
one of these
please.
Weird metaphors.
Exhibit, pimp my ride. And then he's
why
like, all right, I'll make your ride
get
cool.
Exhibit into this thing.
He was the host of Pimp My Ride.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry, pal.
No?
No, it's like it doesn't connect at all. It's just, no, I think you did a good job. That was good.
But cars.
Yeah, good cars.
Motor City.
Mayron.
Yes, sir.
Who are you? Where can people find out about you?
Okay.
So cold.
Well,
who
my
are
name
you
is
in one sentence?
Mayron Torgoli, and I am a film director, and I'm working on a cool movie right now. I don't know if we actually have a title just yet for the movie. Like, we're bouncing around a few of them.
I mean, I think the title that we have is good.
I
think
one.
It's good.
Picture. I think it's good.
You should call it All Picture right. Show.
Picture Show.
Mm-hmm.
A play in one act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check out the Picture Show, a play in one act.
Or Picture-O.
Picture Show.
Picture Show, ..
But you can check out my website, which is number9films.com. And that's spelled NUMBIR9films.com.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Put it in the show notes?
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it on these podcast things.
And where can people follow you socially?
Oh, I am at number9 on like everything.
The Hairless Man?
The Hairless Man.
The Hairless Man on Instagram. That's his username on Instagram.
Someone is the Hairless
Someone
Man.
Someone must be the Hairless Man. I'm going to have to look this up.
Someone
I love
is.
That.
They're going to be like, hey, I wasn't on that fucking
Hairless
podcast.
Hairless Man, number 9 films.
There you go, number
Instagram
9 films.
Handle.
He's a kangaroo fighter out of Mississippi.
Anyway.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks
man.
For being
Thank
on,
Thank you so
Aaron.
Much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Dan and Cody Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dan and Cody Podcast. Our email is danandcodypodcast@gmail.com. And you can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/DanCodyPodcast.
Subscribe, bitch!
Ain't nobody played a tough guy to shoot, bro, right?